Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness, when you become so resilient you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wellm right now.
Hey everybody, it's Coach Peggy here on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What a hell of a week I have had, just saying. I'm going to try to get started here for you guys, but what's up with this Mercury retrograde? It's killing me. I have broken so many technology things, laptops, broken phone thingamajiggies, whatever. Battled with phone calls. I don't know. The earth is spinning backwards. All right. So today, hope you guys have your unicorn mug. You know, I always bring my mug. Yeah. And it's coffee time. So coffee time is when we get together, just chat about anything. Sometimes I have questions. Sometimes I have guests. And today I'm going to talk to you about a subject, very big subject that I love. So family, wellness, history, and habits. Yes, we're going to go back to about age 5 to 15-ish. So I'm going to ask you to go back in time. I'm going to explain to you why it's really important to actually go back. I know there are a lot of experts out there that say, draw a line in the sand, get over it, step over it, get over it, move forward. But I really believe there are a lot of things unhealthy and healthy that we bring forward. Some our fault, some not, that really lend themselves to whether we are successful or not. So we're going to chat about that. If you get an opportunity, you don't have to have a pen or paper right now, because some of you might be driving, super dangerous. So you can look back at this podcast. It's going to be uploaded YouTube on my 3wellnesspillars.com website. And then take a pencil and paper and go through it, because some of these questions will be helpful to you. I just want to let you know that it's usually about a 4-week process when I go through this with clients, because I break it down on nutrition, exercise. Then we look at your social environment. And then we look at your mindset, and there are questions within each of those categories. So when I break them down, it's usually about a week at a time that they go answer the questions, and then we come back. Because frankly, it's not just about answering the question. It's about figuring out what you want to do with it after that, those learned behaviors. It's about figuring out, okay, so you go back and you figure out that grandma was sneaking or binging perhaps on, you know, all of a sudden the little Debbies are all gone. You know, they were there yesterday. It's going back and figuring out what traits you're bringing forward, or what kind of emotional eating you do based off of what you've seen. Or maybe you're one of the ones that grew up with a garden in your family and that's just what you knew. And so maybe planning your foods and your meals are a lot easier for you. Or like with exercise, for example, maybe you had a super active family, and maybe another, you know, client that I have might come from a family of couch potatoes. So can you see how that would be really, really different when it comes to embedding exercise habits in your life? It's drastically different if your family was never active and then all of a sudden you're 40 years old and you're trying to figure out how come you're not active and it's not part of your daily life. The other part is, I don't know. If we were in a room together, I would say, show of hands, everybody, give me a show of hands on how many of you guys had a gym teacher who just embarrassed the crap out of you. I think we all had a gym teacher, and I'm just going to go out there and say this, that often gym teachers or cheerleading coaches aren't just in the greatest shape sometimes, but boy, they treat you like crap, like you're supposed to be collegiate athletes or something when you're 12. So how many of you have had a gym teacher that barked at you or made comments at you that really affected your mindset or maybe even self-image for decades? So that could play a role in body dysmorphia and all of those things. So I want to talk to you about getting rid of some of the labels that we have. That's what I love about this topic we're going to chat about today, is because it will help you get rid of some of those labels. You will be able to say, you know, get rid of Coach Peggy is a couch potato, and maybe look back and go, hey, some of that stuff came along with me, and just take that label off and just recognize the data and move on from this. Some of the labels that are healthy that I use are, I also use like the chronotypes, biorhythms. I don't know if you guys have heard of this before, but those are your sleep cycles. So if you were working with me, I would label you after you took a test as to whether you are a bear, a dolphin, a lion, or a wolf. And that's a label that works for you because it helps you with your wellness goals. We also use love languages. That's a label that helps you. Are you a fresh starter or a baby stepper? You know, all those things that are healthy labels. So with family, wellness, history, and habits we're talking about today, I'm going to help you try to get rid of some of those labels that aren't serving you. Yeah. Makes sense. Okay. So let's get started. Mostly, as you guys know, the nutrition pillar. So I have three pillars, right? I focus on nutrition and exercise. And then the third pillar is mindset. And in the mindset pillar, that's kind of the glue, holds all your habits and emotions, behaviors, organization, all of that. In the nutrition pillar, staying at your goal, your weight loss goal, your weight goal, or getting to it is 80%. So 80% of your efforts need to be focused on food. And that's huge. Like, that's a big part of, I think it's 28 out of 35 meals a week, you guys, that have to be pretty darn on point for you to get a B minus or a C. So that can be pretty tough. So the first lane that I go down with clients when we're looking at family wellness, history, and habits is we talk about nutrition first. Gotta go there. So the way the process works is they receive a document and they fill out the questions. I get them back ahead of time and then we go through it. The point of it is to figure out what you want to bring along with you, what was a really good healthy habit, such as you had a garden, you prepare fresh vegetables on Sunday, maybe you hung out with your parents in the kitchen, they both love to cook. Maybe they made the grocery list together and all of those things. Those are habits, obviously, we want to bring forward. But we also take a look at those that we either need to rewire or completely get rid of. Like keeping the little Debbies hidden is probably something we want to get rid of, right? So I'm going to go through some of these questions, literal questions, throw them at you and kind of dialogue a bit back and forth about what some of the answers have been that I've received and kind of some ideas that I would give you to work through them. So let's go with number one, nutrition. Yay. So here's the first question. Do you remember having enough food as a child, or was it hard to come by? And some of you might think, well, that's really kind of a silly question to start out with, but honestly, it's not. So it does depend on what age you are. So if you're 20, it might be a little bit different than if you're a child of the Depression era. Scarcity can create a lot of emotional, behaviors, emotional reactions to whether you have enough food or not enough food. You know, I've seen people before that when I have them do a pantry or a refrigerator audit and say, just for the week, we go, let's get rid of everything that's expired. It can be 8-9 years back that they have foods that they've kept. And it's just that kind of hoarding-ish thing that they have where they don't want to run out of food. So that's a question I'd have you think about is, you know, did you have enough food growing up, or were you really worried about it? All right. So here's another one that's really important is, who did the family grocery shopping? You know, it's important to, it's kind of a two-part question. So think about this. did you have any input on the grocery list, any input on the menu, you know, what we were Friday night, let's make homemade pizza. You know, did you have any input on what you were going to eat? And then who made the actual list or who went shopping? So lots of times you guys would probably say, oh, you know, mom does that, right? Especially with me growing up, that was kind of a mother thing as far as, you know, we had a garden, we froze vegetables, you know, we weren't big on canning, but we froze vegetables. And my mom was the list maker and the grocery shopper. I mean, we went with her, but we helped with dinner a little bit, called it supper back then, because I'm from New England. Supper ends with an A-H, you know. So we had those types of habits, and we baked. My family baked. So we were kind of all the way, all around the kitchen. But for many families, it's the mom's deal. So if the kids are busy and out and about and they have not learned what it's like to look in the refrigerator and see what we have, you know, look in the freezer and figure out what it takes to thaw out a chicken for 2 days, they're just not going to have those habits to bring forward. So fast forward, I now have a client that's 45 and they are just like, don't want to cook. Don't want to go to the grocery store, have no interest. No interest. They haven't even got an idea of what a real carrot tastes like. I always say real carrot, and I'm referring to the ones that aren't this big and aren't waterlogged and filled with chlorine or whatever it is to keep them preserved. So those are things I want you to think about. Did you have input on the grocery list? Did you have input on the menu? Go into the grocery store at all? So why does this matter? Well, it matters on how you organize your time. So it affects the mindset pillar, even though we're in the nutrition lane. It affects budgeting. It affects prepping and planning and being creative with spices and all of that when you have to figure out different ingredients. So it's a really big deal to work through all that. Then the fun stuff we get to talk about is what everybody talks about. Do you eat together as a family? And I wouldn't say my kids were latchkey kids because I was home and part of their, you know, all their events as best I could. But most of the time I had a couple jobs and their dad had a couple jobs. I think at one time, even we had five jobs between the two of us. My boys were supercross and motocross champs. And so it was very, very expensive to put a motorcycle under their butt every year, brand new motorcycles. And so we had to have a bunch of jobs. So I wouldn't say they were latchkey kids. I would say that I had to plan ahead on their foods and make sure something was there. Or when they became teenagers, guess what happened? If I didn't do that, they were out and about hitting Taco Bell and all those things that other teenagers are doing. So my question to you guys is, did you eat together as a family? Why does that matter? Well, it teaches you, did you have mindful eating? So you're sitting down, you're thinking about what you're eating, your family is around the table, you're having conversations, you're slowing down your eating, you're thinking about what you're eating. Perhaps your fork even goes down so that you're taking a deep breath and actually chewing your food. So just the process of eating as a family teaches some people how to be mindful eaters. So that could be one of the reasons why we'd chat about that. Okay, food habits. Don't you love this one? Did anyone have any specific food habits in your family, such as mom hid her treats from the kiddos? I even did that. You know those big honking boxes of chocolates, like the different flavors? My ex-mother-in-law used to get a big one of those, and she would hide it underneath her the chair in the living room. So every Christmas it would be like this big. I swear I learned that from her, because later in life I have my box of chocolates and I have them shoved under. You can ask my kids. If anybody ate my sweets, somebody was dying. Somebody was dying in the house. I labeled it and said, if you eat this, you die. So I was one that would hide my little foods if I didn't want anybody to have it. So did mom hide the treats? Did mom eat while cooking? That's an important trait that you might have seen and brought forward. Did you always have bedtime snacks? And then did you perhaps, were you a family that either cut back on dairy or cut back on carbs or couldn't afford certain meats? All part of the discussion that we have to have. That all lends itself to what your traits are today. Okay, let's talk treats. If you finish your homework, you can have some ice cream. You know, some of you guys have been told that, and probably you're saying it to your kiddos now because you learned that in your past. So I'm asking you about the treats. Were you offered them for reward? Were they hidden somewhere? Were they in a certain drawer so that you knew that those treats, that was like the treat drawer? So think about that. Then the last one I'm just going to kind of throw with you about food is, did you all eat your unhealthy things together? So I'm eating my chips. I'm the mom. I'm eating my chips and I see my kiddo and I'd really like to eat the whole bag of chips. Hey, Johnny, come on over here. You want some chips? Without realizing it, that's in a way kind of sabotaging yourself because you want to continue that process that you're in, that little snack that you're having. So that, my darlings, is a trip down an example, just little taste of what we would do for the Family Wellness History and Habits, chatting about nutrition. We get the answers of those questions. We dive back in, figure out what we want to bring forward, what we don't, how we can come up with solutions to kind of clean some of that up. Obviously, if you're 30 years old, it's going to be quite a bit easier than if you're a 60-year-old and we're trying to get 75 or 100 pounds off. Those habits have come along for a really long time. So, all right, we're going to go into the exercise lane. I'm not going to commercial today because I said, no, I'm having too much fun. Not going to have commercial. After my 30-minute show, though, I am going to come back after for an after party. So you're going to want to hang out because I'm not going to give you every single thing in the 30 minutes. So, all right, let's go down the exercise lane. Super important. What I find with clients most time, they're either really good about nutrition or really good with their exercise. Rarely are they both totally got it nailed on both sides, or they're not going to call me, right? Nobody goes, hey, Coach Peggy, I'm doing awesome. How are you? They don't say, can you help me? So here we go with exercise. Were the adults in your family active? And if so, who was active and what activities were they involved in? Now, why do I ask who? Just like with nutrition, if mom or dad are both eating unhealthy or both inactive, then that's going to obviously exponentially probably give you unhealthy habits. If you have a super healthy dad and maybe a mom that just wasn't that active, then we can chat about what are those traits, what were those, those types of behaviors that you'd like to mimic of either one. Okay, so that's the exercise in question. Which one was active? What type of activities did you do? Then I'm going to ask you specifically, which sports, if you did any sports, which ones did you do? Why? Some of them are more competitive than others. Some are participation type sports. Some are hardcore competitive type sports. That helps me design our challenges together. If you are a super competitive person, we're going to tighten up those goals and really drive some of those deadlines to get you motivated again. So I do ask this specific kind of sports that you hung out in. The other thing with when you're active or you've been involved in sports, it's important to know if you were supported. So even if your parents weren't active, did they support you verbally? Did they attend your events? And that is very important because when we get down to the fourth kind of compartment of this worksheet, this process, it's important to know if you had a support team that built your confidence. So even if they didn't participate in sports, and if you did, I'm going to want to know what your support systems were like. Okay. Couple more questions on the exercise portion here. So injuries. I love finding out about if there are any injuries and how you dealt with them. Unfortunately, I don't want you to have injuries, but I do learn a lot based on what type of injury, because I need to know if we can do certain activities or not. That totally makes sense. But I want to know how you recovered from them. For instance, I want to know if you twisted your ankle, was your mentality, oh, hell no, this isn't putting me on the couch. It's just a twisted ankle. You know, do you have the mentality of what can I do versus what can't I do? So I'm going to dive like really deep into that. I'm going to want to know, did you abide by the physician's orders? Hey, you know, Peggy, you need to sit on your butt for 6 weeks. This is a strained Achilles and you need to just, you know, use your crutches with absolutely no pressure. And then if I say, you know, kind of bragging, you know, I was told I had to sit on the couch for 6 weeks, but you know, at 3 weeks, man, I was up and I was at them. And I want to know that because it helps me know if you're the type that's just going to keep pressing and pressing and trying to get an A without healing. Are you the one that's just going to drive towards the goal? And once you get there and you lose 75 pounds, are you just going to go, got there, who cares, now what? I want to know how you keep your commitments and respect, you know, the experts that you've had to deal with. So that's where we go, part of where we go for injuries. And then I want to ask something like this. If as a teen, do you remember or even remember hearing anybody say to you that you would have to be physically active or even that you would have to eat well as an adult to stay at a healthy weight or to stay strong or to sleep well or anything like that? I want you to be able to tell me what that is. Somebody might say, heck no, we never thought about that. My generation, I don't think we ever thought about that. Today's world, I think people are really, that's drilled into kids today. So we're going to be coming up here and having to let you go to commercial in a couple more, or go to the half hour mark of the show. And then I am coming back for an after party. You know that. So here's a couple more I want to go into. I want to go into mindset. Okay. So do you remember anyone in your immediate family talking about being on a diet? Huge. This is huge, huge, huge. Were they on a diet? Were they swallowing diet pills? Were they always juicing? Were they saying they were fat? This is all mindset stuff. So if you're watching that or hearing that, or even put in a Weight Watchers class when you were 11, I can't tell you how much time we spend peeling back that onion. That's a big deal. And I want to stress that I'm not here to blame any parents or teachers or grandparents. I'm there too. I got enough stories to tell you that what my kids have probably learned. All I'm doing is factual, data-driven stuff. What have you learned? Where did you learn it? What are we going to do about it? Okay, here's another one in mindset. Did anyone talk to themselves, about themselves, or about you or to you negatively? Like, man, girl, you should, you know, if you lost about 20 pounds, I mean, you have a pretty face. How many of us have heard that? Oh, she's got such a pretty face. Seriously, what the hell does that mean? That drives me insane. So let me give you one more teaser, but I'm going to go down to the next category. And in the after party, I'll bounce back up. Okay. So I'm going to go all the way down to social environment for a second. How about, did anyone in your family have an issue with integrity? Fib, lie, steal? Did they keep promises? Huh? What's that have to do with anything? That has everything to do with everything when it comes to wellness. We lie to ourselves more than you can even imagine. And my show coming up on the 29th, which is next week, my guest, Monica Toole, is going to be here. She is going to talk to me about integrity and wellness. We're going to chat about that. But I want you to think, I'll give you a week to think about it. Did anyone in your family lie, steal, not keep promises, because that directly relates to your wellness? Oh yeah. So here we go. Next week, come back. We're going to be back on the 29th, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Monica Tool is going to be here. We're going to talk about integrity and wellness. If you guys want to work on any of this deeper, always reach out to me at CoachPeggy@3WellnessPillars.com. Super fun. Would love to chat with you. Just dive deep into this stuff. I'm going to come back for an after party. Yay. Can hit me up on my website. You can see that on the screen or 3WellnessPillars.com. Just have some fun in there. Get lost. So anyways, you guys, I will be back. Talk to you soon. We'll see you next week on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. Get real and keep it real.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific. The tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.